kids and food. Kids can be so very picky, when it comes to eating. And there's a new poll out this month by Mott Children's Hospital showing that that pretty much is true. And how kids try to handle it. Well, a balanced diet helps keep children healthy as they develop, providing energy and nutrients to grow and thrive. And the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health asked a national sample of parents of children 3 to 10 years about food and diet choices they make for their child. Very revealing poll. They do these polls once a month with a different topic, as they take the temperature of parents all across the USA. And joining us is Sarah Clark. She is the Mott Poll co-director. Sarah, this is a hard topic. You want your kids to eat well. You do what you can to make sure that they've got healthy food. But sometimes it comes down to just a picky kid, and he or she won't eat.
And I think what exacerbates that is for parents, it's really hard to know how much is enough, right? You actually kind of worry, am I giving my kid the right amount? They don't finish their plate, so you aren't sure how much they really ate. This is a big parenting challenge.
It really is. So what did you find out? You do the survey of parents, some 1,200 or so parents across the land. Were there similarities in what you found out?
There were, and we're talking about parents of kids 3 to 10. And in this age range, we're really establishing some lifelong eating patterns. So only 1/3 of parents felt like the standard American diet is healthy, right? So they kind of get that the normal American diet has probably too much fat, too much added sugar, too much salt. So they are thinking in the right mindset. But some parents, or a lot of parents, might be doing things to undercut their own efforts to feed their child a balanced diet. And I'll give you a prime example. Deciding portion size for a young child, right? 2/3 of parents just give their kids a little bit less than the adults in the family. Only 1/4 of them are doing the recommended thing, which is let the child choose how much to take.
Oh, really? So you're putting a lot on a child then just to eat normally. Some kids may overeat, and couldn't that be dangerous?
Yes, and here's where part 2 comes in.
Okay.
That has to do with sort of what are your family rules around eating, and 15% of parents, about 1 in 8, say the family rule is you have to finish what's on your plate.
Oh.
Right? So if you start out as a parent giving your kid, and especially those younger kids, 3, 4, 5, 6, if you start out by giving them a portion size that's larger than they need, and you combine that with rules like have to finish what's on your plate, or another common one, you can't have dessert if you don't finish your dinner. Right? The rules that we grew up with.
Right.
Parents can accidentally be encouraging their kids to overeat when they give too much and combine it with rules that say you need to finish this much.
Well, part of the problem, food is love. It's sustenance. It's love.
Yes.
It's everything, isn't it? And so we want people to eat. Eat, manja, You want them to eat and you want them to be happy. And we put that on our children as well. And I think part of the problem is adults don't know what a normal portion size is. We have long overeaten here in the United States, and that's been a huge problem with obesity as well.
And so one of the things that experts recommend, and which we found some of our parents are doing, is follow the parents provide, kids decide rule. So as a parent, what your job is to provide options that are part of a balanced diet, right? Generally healthy options. And then give the kids a little bit of freedom to decide what they're going to finish, how much they're going to eat. Great to have a rule of try a little bit of everything, right? So, get a little bit of those vegetables, but not force kids to finish everything. And that way you can help them learn how much is enough, It's okay to feel full and not finish. I know it's hard because you feel like you're wasting food. I know. But it really is part of helping kids develop good lifelong eating habits.
That's a very good point. Sarah Clark with us. She is the MOTPOL co-director and the new MOTPOL out this month, taking a look at a healthy diet for children. This is from C.S. Mott Children's Hospital at the University of Michigan Health. And you can go online to MOTPOL.org to access this poll, along with other ones that have been taken throughout the many years they've been doing this here. MOTPOL.org. Sarah, what about those picky eaters out there who don't want to eat their vegetables, who maybe don't want to have the dinner that mom and dad have provided them for that evening, and they want something different? Are parents kowtowing to that?
Exactly. Two worrisome things here, right? We have half of parents say their biggest challenge in having their kid eat a healthy diet is that the kid is a picky eater. And we have 60% of parents say, oh, they'll make something else. They'll make an alternate dinner for their kid. And so what we're doing is we're giving into or even encouraging that unhealthy eating behavior, as opposed to sticking with the plan, keep offering that menu of that balanced menu, right? So there's some of the things that, you know, kids traditionally love, but that's not it. And stick with it. And, you know, over time and with repeated encouragement and having those provide the healthy choices, let kids decide what to eat, over time it'll work itself out. But again, I think parents worry when their kid is being picky and not liking what's served. I think parents worry that the kid is not going to get enough nutrients, as opposed to thinking like, yes, this is part of our process to develop good, healthy, lifelong eating habits.
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting, too, that, okay, so, you know, their concerns, parents' concerns in this poll of parents who have children ages 3 to 10 years old, that their biggest challenges were, first of all, making sure that the picky child gets a healthy diet. 51% said that. But cost of health food, 32%. Child not liking healthy food, 27%. Concerned about food waste, 23%. And 12% of the parents noted that they just don't have time to prepare healthy food. That's really a challenge for all of us, whether you've got kids or not, I think.
It completely is. And so this is really a family project, right? And so when we have the whole family trying to eat that balanced diet and looking for, you know, cost effective ways of doing that. So maybe we're using frozen vegetables, to speak to that cost of healthy food, trying to keep that down. But it's important for the kids to see the whole family, especially mom and dad or older siblings, to do that same healthy, balanced approach, try a little bit of everything.
It's also noted in the MOTPOL report that some parents view Mediterranean, vegetarian, or plant-based diets as healthy alternatives, but relatively few have tried them for their child. Do we know why?
My best guess is that parents feel a little uncertain as to whether those diets provide enough nutrition for kids. Mm. Even when they point to those diets as being healthier than the standard American, they're still like, I'm unsure about doing it. And then the thing that might be in the background is, what are the preferences of the adults in the family? Because, you know, if the adults in the family are eating kind of junky, too salty, too fatty, too sugary foods, that's what the kid's going to get to.
Yeah. So what's the upshot with all of this? What's your recommendation for parents to make sure their kids are eating a healthy diet?
When you are shopping, bring a balanced, a good balance of groceries into the house, right? Including the vegetables and things like that. And then stick to the plan of parents, provide that healthy option and give the kids the option to decide how much of each thing they're going to eat. Try a little bit and then decide how much.
All right. Great advice. I might have to try that with my dogs too. I never know how much to feed them. Great talking with you, Sarah. Thank you so much. Sarah Clark, MOPPOLL co-director. Go to moppoll.org for more information about this month's poll on a healthy diet for your child. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. More coming up here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.